Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Investing Wall podcast. I'm your host, Liz Sheik, and welcome to another mini episode. So as we come out of Thanksgiving, gratitude and Thanksgiving do not need to stop there. In fact, I'm going to talk to you over the next couple minutes about the benefits of practicing gratitude. So first off, what is gratitude? Gratitude is simply acknowledging and being grateful and thankful for the things that you do have, focusing on the positive things that are good in your life versus focusing on the negative. In a previous episode, I've talked about how our brain pathways create highways in our brains. It's much like a river. If a pattern of water continues to flow over the same area for a given period of time, it's going to carve out a natural stream. This is going to be the path of least resistance. And if we've grown up or if we naturally have a more negative mindset, our pathways and our brain are more geared to finding the negative. So if we want to have more gratitude in our life and we want to focus on the blessings that we do have, because there are significant benefits when you practice gratitude, if you want this to become a pattern in your life, you're going to have to recreate some pathways. And so just like you might change the direction of a river by building up rocks and forcing the water to go a different direction, when you repeat these things over and over and over in our brains, just like a river, the water will then carve out a new pathway. And so our brains will do what we've always done naturally unless we are intentional about doing something different. So practicing gratitude does not have to stop in November. Practicing gratitude, in fact, is something that we should be doing every single day, because it helps us refocus our mind on what is positive and the things we do have control over versus the things we do not have control over. So real quick, I'll go over some of the benefits of practicing gratitude. Scientifically, it has been proven that gratitude helps you sleep better. It might be because expressing gratitude right before going to bed allows you to fall asleep with a more positive outlook. Scientists have also said that practicing gratitude improves focus and your emotional resiliency. So if you view things in a more positive light, you're spending less energy stressed out about things, and it allows you to have more focus on the things that it is that you do want to achieve and the things you can have control over versus the things you don't have control over. People who practice gratitude have a higher self-esteem. They have increased patience. In fact, a result in 2016 indicated that some people who regularly express gratitude are more patient with people based on the fact that they are happier people. Not only is there a personal benefit, but there's also a social benefit. People say that when you are happier, when you are more grateful, more people want to hang out with you. I think we've all heard the birds of a feather flock together scenario. So if you would like to be more positive, have more positive outcomes in your life, then being grateful, focusing on the positive will create that. There's a saying that goes, whatever you focus on grows. So if you continue to focus on stress and anxiety and the things you can't control, then what is going to grow in your life is going to be stress, anxiety, and it can become debilitating. If you want good things to grow in your life over the next coming year, practicing gratitude is the way to do that, because you're focusing on the things that are good that you're thankful for. The more you focus on those things, the more they're going to grow and the less the negative things are going to weigh. It's almost like a scale. The more you put on the positive side is just going to outweigh the bad. Yes, the bad is going to come. Life is full of ups and downs. However, the more we focus on the positive things in our life and have gratitude for what is good and what we can control in our life, then the less the bad is going to affect it when it does come. And they say that gratitude affects our physical health. It lowers your blood pressure. And it also states that through research, they have found that people who practice gratitude often engage in healthier behaviors, such as exercising and following a healthy diet. So there are a few things that make step in your way whenever you're practicing gratitude. A few of those things could be envy, materialism, cynicism, narcissism, stress, depression. some of those things may creep up and stop you from feeling gratitude. Now, if you feel that way, one way that I've personally helped walk myself through those times in my life where I am more stressed or depressed or have anxiety, for everything that I write down about why I feel a negative way, I write the reason I should be grateful either for that situation or a good thing that could come from the situation, or I walk myself through a scenario of what we call as so what. So Jordan started to do this with me a little while ago whenever I'd get a lot of anxiety, and he would say, okay, so what? And at first that kind of sounds callous and hard, but it was really a good way to walk through the scenario. Okay, so what if that happened? Then we would walk through, okay, well, what would happen? Okay, then so what? Well, then, okay, well, what's the worst case that could happen from there? Right? And we would always get to a point where the anxiety and the stress of the situation never really amounted to anything super substantial. And in another point in time, I can go through what some of those so what scenarios are. However, if you are feeling in a state of negativity, and some of these things we just don't have control over, right? Sometimes depression, it is a physiological issue going on in our body that we may need medication for, anxiety as well. And so for some of these cases, one way to help is to look at the opposite side and maybe even to pull in a friend or family member who can help you look at the other side and even write the opposites. And so, yes, you may be feeling the negative effects on one side, but if you continue to read out loud the things you are grateful for, just because you don't feel that way doesn't mean you won't ever feel that way. And the more you tell yourself the things you're thankful for, the more you tell yourself that you are blessed, the more you tell yourself these positive things, your mind will catch up. Your feelings will catch up to your actions. In fact, I equate it very much like working out. Rarely ever do I wake up on a cold morning and feel like working out. No, I feel like staying in bed. I feel like being cozy. I feel like a cup of coffee under a blanket and doing nothing by a fireplace. I don't feel like working out. But when I do the action, the feeling comes later. And I think sometimes we mistake a lot of our life with saying, I've got to have a feeling first before I do the action. In reality, the action comes before the feeling in most spots, in most situations in our life. So if you don't feel happy, if you don't feel grateful, if you don't feel good, tell yourself you do. I know it sounds crazy, but do the action. Act as if until you do. So tell yourself, I'm happy. Tell yourself what you're grateful for. And again, if you need help writing those things down, ask somebody in the group, ask a friend or family member, have somebody help write down a list of things that you are truly grateful for. Now, ways to help cultivate gratitude is setting aside time to actually write down and reflect what you're thankful for. Each morning when I get up in my quiet time in the morning, one of the things that I journal about are the items I am grateful for. And so the more that I do this, the more I am reminded of all the positive things that I'm thankful for in my life. I keep a gratitude journal. Well, my journal and my gratitude journal are one and the same. I usually write at the top the things that I'm grateful for, and then I journal the rest of what I'm journaling in that morning. And so I'd encourage you, if you do not yet have a gratitude journal or you're not journaling, grab a empty notebook around your house, maybe grab one from the dollar store and start journaling the things that you're grateful for, because whatever it is that we focus on will grow. And especially in this season where there's lots of hustle and bustle going around and there's lots of reasons to be stressed out and we're just living in a go, go, go society until the end of the year and we're so close and then people are going to be launching into the new year, right? There's just momentum upon momentum in this season. And so in this moment, take some time for yourself to slow down, to write all the things that you're grateful for, and make it a point to start reading those to yourself every single day. And just know that gratitude and focusing on the things that we're thankful for will continue to help those things grow in abundance in our lives.